What's that horrible noise?
What is that noise?
That is the sound of Monday morning.
Monday morning.
So it's another week already.
Wake yourself up. Boy, are you going to have a rough day.
Okay, back to the old grind.
There's coffee in there.
Let's have a great day, everybody.
Whatever.
Let's get this show started.
Live and local with Monica J. on 92.3 FM and 99.1 FM Talk.
I feel like a coach in a locker room. And I was like, yeah, come on, let's get this day started. Let's make it great. The last Monday of 2020. Today's poll question at 991FMTalk.com. Should the critical race theory curriculum be removed from all Nevada education outlets? If you subscribe to the Epic Times, this is very interesting. Wake up to the front page. High school student sues over leftist indoctrination in Nevada. How awesome is that? Well, actually, it was the front page yesterday. But Matthew Vadim, excellent article. So I hope you check that out, because this is what's going to have to happen. How much does that suck? You have to sue your own school system, your own school district, your own school, because the curriculum is so out of whack with American values, with American morals. That's just pathetic. But you know what? This is where I tell you elections have consequences. This is where you have to know where the school board members stand, where superintendents stand. You have to know all this stuff, and not just as a parent of a child in the education system. You have to know this as an American citizen, that this is what they're teaching the next generation coming forward. Literally. You don't matter. We all matter. All opinions matter. But this country was not set up for communism. And they have infiltrated so many professions, so many walks of life. Reagan warned us. Abraham Lincoln warned us. We've been warned all along, but nobody was listening until now. All right, it's your show, even though it's got my name on it. So let's go to the talk and text lines at 884-9910 and check in with Steve this morning. Hi, Steve. What's on your mind?
Hey, Monica. How you doing?
I am doing fabulous. It's the last week of 2020, and I'm ready to be done with all of it. How about you?
Hey, you can take this year and let's write it all off. It's pretty bad. Yeah, not my favorite year. I could think of better things I could have been doing than this year, to be honest with you.
Yeah. And literally actually doing things. That's very poignant
exactly
statement.
Right.
Well, so
listen,
what's on your
mind? I wanted to just say a couple things. You know, I'm following this pretty closely, and I kind of do research for a living. But if the president doesn't declare martial law, this whole thing's over. I mean, you can go campaign as much as you want. You can go stand in front of the state or go down to Washington, D.C. They're just going to ignore it. And the way this whole thing was rigged and how everybody was disenfranchised is at a point where Americans are just sick and tired of the fact that we don't see anybody getting handcuffed in Washington, yet the criminals are all over the place. I mean, it's one after another, after another, after another. I can name 20 of them. They're not doing anything.
Yeah.
If that was you or I, we'd be in prison tomorrow. So if he doesn't do something before the 6th,
yeah,
it's
we've
over.
Got
it's,
they're we've
gonna,
got
they're
parents.
Kick him out.
Yeah, we've got parents going into jail, or people who are trying to keep their businesses open being in jail. I think that one bar owner in Jersey is still in jail. You know, and this is, it's ridiculous. But do you think martial law really is the way to go? Because when
yes,
we take that step, why? Because when we take that step,
because
there's no going
here's
back.
Here's why. Because they've got 4 years to plan to skunk him. Number one, they skunked him on the Supreme Court. Number two, Barr is on the board of directors of Dominion. I don't know if you know that. He's getting money
from
those guys. So he backstabbed him. So So, and then you got Mark Meadows keeping Sidney Powell away from him, which they're telling him what to do. And you've got nothing but a bunch of snakes, 50-headed snake in Washington, D.C., backstabbing him every time he turns around. So he's either got to take some drastic measures here, and I mean martial law just to get a recount going, but they're not listening to him. The Supreme Court turns him down under what grounds? They allowed DACA? They allowed DACA. That had no grounds whatsoever, but they gave it grounds. But here's a legitimate lawsuit from the state of Texas, which in the Constitution says one state has the right to sue another state, especially for disenfranchising the rest of the country by cheating. And they say there's no grounds there. Okay, so you have three judges that he just made their career backstabbed him. So you tell me, what the heck are you going to do here? You either get off your ass and you claim martial law, you go in, you stop it all, you stop them all in their tracks, you put the Constitution on hiatus while you're going through and redoing this whole thing, or you disenfranchise 80 to 100 million Americans who voted for him. Now, I'm filing, and everybody in Nevada ought to be doing this, I'm filing a voter integrity complaint with the Secretary of State, and I'm filing another one today. And that everybody in Nevada should be doing that. It's actually probably because it's fraud that I'd be going to the Secretary of Attorney General, which is not my favorite guy either. But the reality of it is,
we know he's not going to do anything.
None of them are going to do anything. Look, if you went back on the election, okay, and I'll just tell you this: in 2018, my wife, who hardly ever votes, went to vote, and you know what they told her? You already voted. That's what they told her. And so when I file a complaint against, say, "Oh yeah, it was a mistake from." The poll worker. Really? How could that be? Number one, there is no other person with her name in Nevada registered. And number two, how do you miss the signature and the name? That you had somebody took her identity and went in and did that. Now, what do you think that didn't happen this time? And what's happened is, you can go online right now and you can find your signature and you can find how you voted and your voting record, and so can everybody else. Right online, anybody can see it. So if I was going to go out there and cheat the system, that's what I'd be doing, ballot harvesting and getting all these, and that's what they're doing. Now, you can sit there and say, oh, it's a fair system, blah, 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 blah. But no, it's not, because criminals don't follow any rules. They're crooks. And you're dealing with crooks. You're dealing with China, who paid $400 million to Dominion in October. What was that for? And then you're dealing with the DNC, who we already know their track record. And then you're dealing with some outside billionaires who names shall be, you can say them if you want. We already know who they are. But they have one agenda, and that's to switch the country over. So you can go sit down there at the state's capital if you want and complain and complain and complain and stand outside while they're laughing at you. And if you look at the last election in 2018 in Nevada, I guarantee you, we were using the Dominion system there. And all of a sudden, boy, hey, it got swept. You know, Bernie Sanders got skunked by Hillary Clinton, but he sold out. And the whole thing's just a crooked mess. I'm not ever voting again. I'm a senior. This is it. If they kick him out, I'm like, you know what?
Well,
I only got so many years left. I'm not going to waste my time on a crooked. Why would I go to a rigged poker game? I already know I'm going to lose my money. And that's what you're looking at here in Nevada. And if people don't get off their aces and go do something here, and go file complaint in mass, instead of going down to the Capitol, file mass voter integrity complaints against the doggone state. Because you got a crooked situation going here. And people are getting to the point, they're going, I'm not the only guy that's not going to vote anymore. Why would I bother? What's the point? I'm going to go vote and then 10 illegal aliens are going to outvote me, or somebody who doesn't live here is going to outvote me, or whatever. But they're going to cheat the system, and we're sitting there trying to play by the rules.
Let's go back to martial law.
Okay, let's go back to martial law.
You seem to know about martial law. Can you do partial martial law and say just go after states who are using the Dominion systems, who are being looked at, you know, like the six states, the big six, Michigan, here in Nevada, Arizona, Georgia.
He's the commander in chief of the military. If he declares martial law, habeas corpus is out. He could go arrest all the people he thinks are crooked. who pulled this bull crap off and put him in jail. He could put him in Gitmo. They don't have any recourse. They don't even get an attorney. He can just do it if it's martial law, because the president's job is very, very specific in the Constitution. Protect the Constitution and the integrity of the republic. Well, I'd say that's been skunked pretty good right now. And they're just laughing at them. And the rest of the country, the rest of the world's laughing at us because they see the crookedness that happened. When on earth have we ever stopped an election at midnight and all of a sudden the votes change? I mean, you know, there's four coordinated governors who did it at the same time. Those four guys ought to be in prison. And their secretaries of state ought to be in prison. But you know what? They're going to go on and do their own thing.
Now, Steve, don't you think it's impressive, because the world is watching, that the support now that is being shown in London, in Hong Kong, all over the world for Trump? What do you think about that? I mean, that's pretty impressive,
You know what? When Trump is kicked out and he goes on a college tour, speaking tour, that'll be great. But he's going to get kicked out. It's going to be, if he doesn't declare this before the 6th, it's over. You can do whatever you want or say whatever you want. We can get all the bleeding hearts. It's not going to happen. You got to go in there, shock the crap out of these guys. Look at Barr, what a disgrace he is, what a disgrace McConnell is. I don't even want to be a Republican anymore because they're just a disgrace. Mark Meadows is a disgrace. All these guys are a disgrace, what they're doing. You know, I mean, we already know about the rhinos, the regular rhinos, but look who else is showing their colors. Like the president said, he got 8 people in. What are they doing for him? They're not doing a dang thing. And what you think these two senators in Georgia are going to make it? It's not going to happen. You know why? Because they're using the Dominion machine, and they're going to cheat just like they did before. That's why.
Yeah.
So you're going to lose the Senate.
Exactly.
Is what's going to happen.
Any place that
you've got
does
to get
a recount.
Off your butt. You got to do something. Okay. You can't sit here with this trashy, we kind of hope, or, you know, gee, if we wave the flag. Look, if you're going to go to battle, you need a George Patton out there. We don't need some weenie who's going to go out there and say, you know, gee, if we could just get a little conference going. No, that those days are over. If you don't get something going now, and I mean now, in the next week, he's done. If he doesn't declare martial law, which stops all the corrupt fraud baloney, and he needs to get on national television and say what he said the other day on a cable TV, and he needs to show proof, and he needs to have Giuliani and all these. If he's not going to win in the Supreme Court, which to me is now the supreme joke, then you need to get on there and get on national television and win the court of public opinion. Or go your own way. Do your own thing. You lost the country. It's over. Yeah. They win. They're laughing at us. And, you know, Monica, you know, you do a great job, and I listen to your channel all the time, but I'm so fumed about this. And, I've subscribed to Epoch Times and all this, but you know what? Look, the only 3 channels we had left was Fox, Newsmax, and One American News. The only one that's holding out right now is One American News. Fox caved. Newsmax got on there the other day, shocked the crap out of me with, you know, George Soros is a good guy, and there's no cheating, and, okay, it's gone.
Yeah.
You got a national team. You got the threat of a lawsuit, okay? And then Dominion's out there, we're going to sue Giuliani. Well, those guys could go to prison if he declares martial law, track them all down. He could put Soros in prison until we work it all out. But this is voter fraud, where 80 million-plus people were disenfranchised. And 80 million people, like myself, are buying more ammunition. And I'm going to live low because I don't trust nothing now. Because I look at this whole thing, and it's just a complete clown. And it's a dog and pony show now is what you got going. And I hope I'm not too brash, but, you know, look, I'm just a frustrated American like everybody else. I go out there, pay my bills, do what I can, raise my family, to do the things I can do to live the American dream where I can, what I've got, my abilities, like every other red-blooded American. But when you come in here and skank us and try to make us think that, oh, everything's okay, there's no voter fraud, everything's fine, and you turn on every news channel, I think of Joseph Goebbels has been reincarnated and the propaganda mill is alive and well. Now, what do you think?
Yeah. I mean, I love that you brought up the fact that is too forward.
But look, this is where people need to be talking.
No. And I love the fact that you brought up the name Joseph Goebbels.
Well, look, one of my best friends from junior high school, one of my very best friends, he's a total liberal. We don't talk about politics because it's just no point. But his father just turned 94, SS officer from Nazi Germany. Now, he knows who Joseph Goebbels is. And I told him, I said, Bernie, you need to talk to your father about what's going on now because you're getting sucked in. And that's all I tell him, because otherwise it's not worth talking to him. But that's where you are in America. You're looking at Heil Adolf Soros. If you don't do something different, and if he doesn't declare martial law, you can mark my words. Let's just wait a week and see what happens. But I'll put money on that I'm right.
Well,
we're going to lose the country. It's over.
I put money that you're right as well. But I believe that he is going to take care of all of this. And again, it is just an eye-opening experience for the American people. I may be gullible. I may be putting too much faith.
Monica, it's not an eye-opening experience. It's a travesty of justice on the American people. This is not eye-opening. Eye-opening is the space shuttle takes off. Eye-opening is something, a baby is born. Those are eye-opening, neat things. This is a travesty of justice, the American people, who went out and spent their time in what they thought was a fair and free election and find out that they've been skunked. Now, and it's probably been going on for a lot of years because we've been using these machines for a long time. So what you have
we've had Smartmatic and Dominion since the early 2000s. But
well,
I could talk to you all day, but I'm up against a break here. But
I'm sorry. Yeah, my apologies. I hope I wasn't too forward. But
No, God, no. I loved every single thing that you say, because I can only say it so much, and then I get accused of droning on. When someone like yourself calls in and, you know, puts it out there for the people that they need to get off their butts and do something, then that's the message that needs to be put out there. So, Steve, I gotta let you go. Thank you so much for calling in today, and do not be a stranger. We'll be right back on the Monica Jay Show right after this.
From the people who brought you The Good Doctor, bring you even more drama on The Bad Doctor.
Scalpel.
Uh-oh.
Not again.
The Bad Doctor, tonight on ABC.
FM Talk. 92.3 FM Talk for Mason and Smith Valley.
It's the Monica Jay Show, and where did we go? 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. The songs of the past really make us wonder about our future. Where did we go? Where did all of this go wrong? How did we wind up in this situation? Well, we just talk it out, but talk is cheap. As Steve pointed out in the last segment, it's about action. It's about filing integrity affidavits on your votes on this election. It's about doing something. Not only using your voice, but using your pen, writing emails. Let them know that you're watching them, and they better take the right action, and that includes the president. Let's go back to the talk and text lines. Don's on the line. Hi, Don. What's on your mind?
Well, it was a breath of fresh air hearing that guy talk, because I feel exactly the same way. I feel like we just got screwed. 70 million people or more. And everybody's watching it happen, and nobody's going to do anything about it. I'm telling you right now, if this continues, this will be the start of something big, and it won't be good. That's all I got. I can really say about it.
It concerns me, Don, that every single outlet, it seems, that we have, we've shown voter fraud. We've shown the people who are dead who have voted. We've shown how the numbers were flipped. There's video evidence of it. You know, people that were watching the numbers flip.
I agree. And only half the country's saying it.
It's just showing.
NBC, none of the mainstream medium is showing that. Nobody's showing. CNN doesn't show that. See, so the people who watch CNN, they don't know about that. They're conveniently stupid. And that's the
and
part
that's
of it,
why
the media.
People have to turn off. That's why people have to turn off the media, and they have to see these sources for themselves. You know, including the Nashville bombing. You know.
Yeah, but I'm with that guy because by the sixth, if they don't stop it and go into a full recount or something, you know, then we're you know, that's why we bought the ammo. I mean, that's all I can say. Yeah. I don't know what else to say. I'm sick to my stomach. Yeah. I've been sick for months. It's terrible. And it's getting worse. Yeah. And to watch it all happen and nobody can do anything, it's insane. Anyway.
It just shows how all of our systems that we've put in place, the judicial system, the lawyers, the judges, the politicians, they have all failed us. So
the people
Don,
put
thank
them in
you
place.
So much for calling. Yeah.
All right.
Well, you know, the people that put them in place, they're voting party. They're not voting person. And that's why I was mentioning to Steve that this is a wake-up call for people to see that Mark Meadows is, you know, people were getting all excited about Mark Meadows. Oh, he's a great, no, he's not. You know, it's a wake-up call to people that they need to do better during the primaries to find people who are we the people, who are of the people, for the people, by the people type of governing. You know, this career politician thing, that it needs to go. It needs to be out. It needs to stop from bouncing from, you know, oh, I'm an assemblyman, I'm going to become a senator. I'm a senator, I'm going to run for governor. I'm a governor, I'm going to run for, you know, something else. We have to get rid of that. But to do that, we have to have good people running. We have to have the business people running. But nobody wants to run because they're so afraid that, you know, whatever's in their background, they're going to be trashed. They're going to be harassed. Well, grow some cojones. This country is worth it. We'll be back with a woman who she knows what real strife is about. She knows people that have let her down. I know it's, you know, one of those subjects people don't want to hear about. They don't want to talk about. Well, tough. She was trafficked from infancy. And now she is the founder of Voices Against Trafficking. So Andy Berger will be joining us after we come back from this Fox News break on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Get more Monica in your life. Go to 99.1fmtalk.com. Click on the podcast tab.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Thanks for being here today on this last Monday of 2020. What is 2021 going to bring us? 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk, live and local FM Talk. So here is your local poll question. Should the critical race theory curriculum be removed from all Nevada education outlets? We have a family, a student in Clark County, down in Las Vegas, who is actually suing, thank goodness, finally somebody, suing the school over leftist indoctrination in Nevada. We'll see how many follow suit or how many participate in the poll as well. 991fmtalk.com, brought to you by Nissan of Carson City. Thursday's poll. So what do you think? Real tree, fake tree? 48% have moved over to faux trees, 10% saying real, and 42% saying bah humbug, none of the above. I know a lot of people, actually, that didn't. I found out this year that my nephew, in talking to him, said he just didn't feel like it. It didn't feel like Christmas. He couldn't be with family, friends. He works in the healthcare industry, and so he just didn't even put up a tree. Well, a lot of things have happened this year, and so many things that were good, great, that the media, they just didn't put out there because it was a win for Trump. It seemed like every week we were hearing stories from back channels or the different publications that people are reading online now instead of the mainstream media, that a sex trafficking ring had been broken up, that traffickers had been arrested, that children, that adults had been saved. I don't remember that happening 4 years ago. But for the last 4 years, President Trump has taken that very seriously. Where do we go from here? Joining us right now is our very special guest, Andy Berger, who is the founder of Voices Against Trafficking. Andy, thank you so much for joining me on the show today.
Well, thank you, Monica. I appreciate the opportunity to join you.
You know, Andy, a lot of times when experts come on and they talk about things, especially with nonprofits, it's somebody who was just put into a position. You know, it seems like nonprofits now are hired CEOs. They want to get money. They want to grow the organization and whatnot. And they just read their talking points. But I want to start with the heartache first, and then I want to have you bring in some of your uplifting stories. But you know exactly what these people are going through because you were actually trafficked throughout your childhood. What is your experience, and why did you start this?
You're absolutely right. Before there was a term called human trafficking, you know, back in the early 60s and 70s, I was trafficked by immediate and some family members from age 6 months to 17 years old. And so by the time I was 5, the physical abuse, sexual abuse, mental, emotional torture, all the stuff that went with that, being used that way. I was 5 when I first tried to take my life because I felt it would be better if I was dead. At least I'd be at peace and nobody would touch me or hurt me anymore. And my birth mother made it clear that she could take my life anytime she wanted. And I just thought I would beat her to the punch. So I went down to the curb of our house and I waited for a car to be coming by fast enough so I could jump in front of it and just end it. And as I waited and waited, I looked into the big blue sky and I thought, gosh, you know, it's so huge. It's so big. I wonder where it came from, who made it. Is there something or someone bigger than the people that are hurting me, that are destroying me? And so no car came by that day, which was very unusual. And I just felt in my life, you know, God interceded and said, I have a plan for you. And this isn't it. And I went up to the garage and I sat up there and I just said, well, you know, whatever you call me to do, I'll do if you keep me alive. And I was 5, so I didn't really know, you know, exactly what I was saying at that time because it was a very long and painful journey. And so I was 17 the last time my birth mother tried to choke me to death or take my life. And from there, I decided I needed to do something. So that's the first part of it. And then
you blow me away.
Oh,
you know, Andy, I've played on this program a priest from the international organization, and people don't believe that the horrors that you went through, especially starting at 6 months, they don't believe that it actually happens because they don't know anybody. They've never really heard about all of this that is going on in the darkness of this world that we have. How do you wake people up?
Well, that's a great question and a good perspective. A lot of people can't wrap their minds around a mother, father, or anybody doing that to a child, because children do not choose to have sex. They do not choose to be violated or beaten or hurt. And so basically, I try and tiptoe like I had to do. I'm in a smaller town in the center of Oregon. And when I came up here, I kind of had to tiptoe with my story, saying, you know, I know you don't understand or may not feel that this happens here in our town, but let me tell you what happened to me. Because my birth mother was a teacher, my birth father was a salesman, we had the house, we went to the private school, and everything looked normal on the outside. The image was there. We project what we want people to see. So no one asked questions, no one guessed, nobody would have thought to. We were barely talking about child abuse. But we do know, Monica, that every 40 seconds in the United States, in every neighborhood in America, a child is abducted, a child being 18 or under. They're not wandering off. They're not choosing to be rebellious. They are literally being abducted or recruited into some kind of human trafficking for dollars. So it does happen.
This is just
predators. Mm-hmm. And the predators look like you and me. They do.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's where I have the hard time, is people can't accept that politicians, sports heroes, celebrities, judges, teachers, even your boss could be one of those predators, because they look so normal and so wonderful on the outside. But the evil is on the
inside.
Absolutely.
Exactly. They look trustworthy because how else would they lure a victim?
Now, you've put out a pretty powerful op-ed called Heroes or Hypocrites. How does this pertain to our politicians?
Well, here's the thing. You mentioned it earlier. In the last three and a half years with this administration, we have done more to rescue victims, to put perpetrators and predators away. We have 9 pieces of legislation that have been passed, and we have a new department with the DHS on the federal level dedicated to anti-trafficking measures. We have what I call the Magnificent Seven, who have worked with Beulah's Place and Voices Against Trafficking, our other organization that grew out of Beulah's Place. On both sides of the fence, we have, you know, Representative Jim Costa from California. We have my Oregon representative, Greg Walden, and so many others that have joined us in the fight. And they walked away from important votes and other things to be at our conferences on Capitol Hill to be part of the solution. So here you have people choosing to acknowledge this exists, choosing to acknowledge there is an entire population that's invisible to everyone else, that doesn't even think about politics or COVID or anything like that, because they're either drugged, they're being sold upwards of 20 to 25 times a day, you know, to Johns, and their life expectancy as a sex trafficking victim is only 7 years at best. So that whole population. So then I looked at, you know, why didn't more people show up? Everyone was invited. All members were invited in November 2019 when I spoke on Capitol Hill. We had 200, you know, attendees, 20 organizations, Mexico, U.S. And then I thought, you know, every elected official who knows that 21st century slavery, which is what human trafficking is, exists, and they choose to ignore it. I don't remember any of the presidential candidates making this a primary concern or bringing this up even. So,
yeah, because Trump put, $35 million?
Yes. It was great. And they're continuing to put more money out there. We need education. We need more resources. We need mental health care specific to those victims that have been sexually tortured and violated. It's a different experience. It's a different type of thing than just general counseling. But elected officials who know this exists and they ignore it, because of their own interest or their political biases or maybe their entitled egos. They put that ahead of the ones that are...
We have to stop the apathy of the American people as well, because look how far Cuties had gotten on Netflix until people like you stood up and said, you know, you got to stop desensitizing people to this garbage.
Absolutely. I mean, 10-year-old girls do not wake up one day and say, gee, I'd like to strip or I'd like to, you know, work a pole or I'd like to twerk or whatever. They don't do that. They are forced into it or they're promised maybe celebrity or reward, something that's big. But every person involved from the day that concept was put out there knew exactly what they were doing. But here's the thing, Monica. In America, we would not have trafficking if people weren't willing to buy children for sex. There is a demand for children and other people, other kinds of victims. And as long as there is that demand and there's money involved, then the situation will exist unless we clamp down on it and stand up as a united nation for the value of children, for the value of life, and say, you know what? We're not going to let you take our children anymore. We're not going to let you steal their innocence or the future of this country.
And we need to find all of the rest of the private islands out there as well, because we know it wasn't just Epstein's Island.
Exactly.
Andy, you have such an amazing story in the work that you're doing, but I've only got a couple of minutes left with you. How can people get involved? How can they help you? How can they better bring this information to their friends and neighbors? What's the plan of action?
We have a couple of things, but very quickly, first step, if they want helplines and hotlines, they can go to BeulahsPlace.org, BEULAHS, place.org. BeulahsPlace.org has all that information and some of the story. We have a lot of positive stories from the kids we've rescued, which I know we don't have time for, but they can definitely look at that, donate there, call me, email me if they have questions. I always tell people, please go to your local law enforcement, find out what you can report, what they're looking to be reported, so that you'll feel confident. But at the end of the day, if you see something, say something, because that child, that young person, that potential victim may be counting on you. You might be the only hope they have.
Yeah, I mean, even just start looking around at the cars around you. You know, there might be a child in the back seat, literally, you know, mouthing help, and you're ignoring it. We have to pick up on this stuff.
We do. We do as a community, as a nation. We absolutely do. The time is now, because every life counts and every human. This is a human rights issue, a human rights movement at its core. We have people that are enslaved and no one is upset about it.
Yeah, because they're not believing that it's really happening. So, Andy, again, how can people get a hold of you?
BeulahsPlace.org, BEULAHS, place.org.
All right, and we'll make sure that we link that on our website as well. Andy Berger, thank you so much for all that you are doing, founder of Voices Against Trafficking, and I hope 2021 is just blessed for you and just the floodgates open up of people saying no more.
Thank you, Monica. I appreciate it. Thanks for being at the forefront in the media to do this.
Thank you. You're the one that deserves all the thanks. So, Andy Berger, thank you so much for being with us today. All right, we'll be back after this quick break here on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
This is where Nevada comes to hear and talk about the news in Nevada. 99.1 FM Talk, KKFT.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. I'm sitting here and I'm still just blown away from Andy Berger's story and the thought of being trafficked at 6 months old by her parents, a teacher, and a salesman. It really puts things into perspective of we've heard the stories in the Catholic Church with the priests. Jokes were being made of it. We know the stories of politicians. We know the stories of celebrities. Scoutmasters. How about instead of focusing on BS for a New Year's resolution as we wrap up this final Monday of 2020? Why not set your mind on an actual resolution? Rather than losing weight or eating better or being friendlier or whatever, you're good just the way you are. The only thing that we should be making resolutions for 2021 is to make a difference. Make a difference in someone's life. We can do that if we put our minds to it. No more fraud in elections. No more trafficking. We can do it. Love you. God bless. I'll be back tomorrow. And I hope you have a great last Monday of 2020 on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.